Good morning and welcome. Couple of announcements. One, most of you know we had a funeral yesterday for Tom Jackson, so that position is now open for this service. The 26th, we will have a congregational meeting between services. On that Sunday, Donna and I will be gone. Todd Mills, a pastor from Trinity Seminary and Capital University, we'll be here preaching that Sunday, all Saturday night and both services on Sunday. On Sunday, the 2nd of February, Cody is going to preside at that service. Things are going well for him for a call. He says, don't tell him where it's at because I wait till it's official. But he is going to be preaching at that location next week, and I'm thinking that that's likely where he's going to end up, so that's good. Laura Faree got a hold of me Friday, has got a call to a church in Seattle. And so we're in the midst of discussing when to have her ordination. She wants to do it here. And I said, yay, happy to do that. And so late February, sometime around 27, 28, 29, and I'll let you know when we have a date for sure. So that will get all three of St. John's children ordained. And it's awesome. There will not be adult Sunday school or confirmation next week because of the meeting. No, the 26th. I'll get my dates right. These past couple of weeks have been rather hectic. I think that's all the announcements for this week. Please rise and let's make a confession before our God. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you, with what shall we come before you. Forgive us our sin, and show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child. Your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Awesome in power, our God, of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is for us, then that could stand against? Then what could stand against? Our God is greater. God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him as your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First lesson is found in Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you into righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeons, from the prison, from those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The second lesson is found in Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and dead. All prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. Here ends the lesson.
Please rise for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to the third chapter of Matthew. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. One of the strangest requests I have ever gotten in my ministry career is I had a young gentleman come into my office. He says, I want to be unbaptized. And I said, What? I want to be unbaptized. I don't know how to do that. I says, It's permanent. You can't undo it. That's the whole point. Well, I am so mad at God, I really need to be unbaptized. I says, You need to sit down and have a talk with God. We're not going to unbaptize you. Today we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. And this celebration is a time when we're called to think not only of Jesus' baptism, but our own. Now, to make sense of baptism, we need to think how we are restored in the waters of baptism. So we look clear back to the beginning of how God created and transformed the waters of creation. To understand baptism, we need to really understand the reality of being physically human and what it means to say that God saved us by becoming physically human, just like us. The apostles and Nicene creeds make it clear that to be human is to be physical, to be tangible, to have senses, to be sensed. We're not simply wispy souls trapped temporarily in some body. That idea is totally foreign to who God tells us that we really are. Those of us who believe in the creeds believe that our bodies are human beings. We live out our existence within all the possibilities, but also in the real limitations of our human bodies. And as the years go along, the limitations of our human bodies become even more significant. When we look forward to the coming kingdom of God, we look forward to our bodies being resurrected and made new. Our hope is for the renewal of all creation, including the renewal of our bodies. I see that and have that discussion with people as I go visit them in the later years of their lives, especially in some of the care centers. Our salvation is worked out through the action of Jesus Christ. We are saved by him. The physical element for our own and for Jesus' baptism, of course, is water. And to make this clear, Matthew takes us back to Genesis as he describes Jesus' baptism. In Genesis, we read that in the beginning, the Spirit hovered over the waters. From Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Now, we heard last week that the Word was God. The Word of God was present from the very beginning and was part and parcel to the creation of the world. What the Word created was good. Now in the Gospel of Matthew, the Spirit of God once again hovers over the waters, and once again the Word of God speaks to all the people. Genesis describes God bringing order to the chaos through his Word. Matthew describes God taming the chaos of our sins through the Word. Genesis describes the abundant possibilities of God's creative work. And Matthew describes for us the renewal of these possibilities through God's entering into creation in order to save it, to redeem it. The parallels between these two are amazing. And they clearly link baptism to God's creative acts. Water is crucial to all of creation. It's not the creator of life, but it's absolutely necessary for life. Water is also necessary for a new life in Christ. Water gives witness to God's love for God's people. Blessed by the Word, water is the means by which we are buried and least vicariously experience death. Water is also the means by which we are scrubbed clean of the sins that lead to darkness and death. Water washes us and regenerates us. In the water of baptism, we foreshadow our own deaths and emerge victoriously to a new life in Christ. Well, of course, water does not alone accomplish any of this. Luther attributed the efficacy of baptism to the Word of God, in and with the water. And while Luther wrote this to explain how our baptism is effective, he also offered a way to understand Jesus' baptism, not water alone, but the Word of God, in and with the water. What is Matthew describing other than Jesus of Nazareth, the Word of God made flesh? And in the water of the Jordan, by entering this water, Jesus did not seek his own repentance, for he had nothing to which repent. Instead, Jesus offered himself as the answer to John's call for all people to repent. Thus, in this baptism, Jesus showed what it means for the Word of God to become incarnate, to take on flesh as the historical, tangible man Jesus. He accomplished the saving acts of the eternal divine Son of God, which began with his baptism. Jesus restored water to its proper role and made even more poignant the necessity of water in our lives. The water of baptism is necessary for everlasting life. Paul's theme of Jesus as the new Adam argues that in order to rescue humanity, it was necessary for Jesus to experience the fullness of what it means to be human. Jesus was not just a generic representation of us all. He was an individual who lived at a particular time and in a particular place, an individual. And by becoming a particular person, the Son of God showed us not only how to be human beings, but also how to be particular men and women, how to live as individuals who are connected to God. Jesus offers us a glimpse of what God intends for us, if we can only accept those intentions. Born into a fallen world, Jesus sacrificed himself for others and took on their sin and pain. Thus, in the incarnate Son of God, the man Jesus of Nazareth, we catch a glimpse of what it can be to be fully human. And in his baptism, we're offered the possibility of embracing that humanity ourselves. As we look to Jesus on this day, we remember his baptism. I realize, as I told her, most of you probably do not remember your baptism. You give thanks for your parents to choose having you baptized, to have you be a child of God. And you still are, every one of you. And you will remain that way, as long as you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Can you be unbaptized? Nope. So for each one of you, as you approach that last day of your life, as I was with Tom, as I was with other people in the last couple of weeks, to hear Jesus say to that person, "Well done, good and faithful servant. I am well pleased in you, and he will be in you. Amen." Please rise and we'll profess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of wonder, you formed us in our mother's womb, and from Mother Earth you bring forth this bread and wine. We place them on your table, together with our lives and all that you have made. Open the heavens to us and pour out your Spirit. We wait for your mercy. We long for your peace. We hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ, our banquet of life. Amen. Called together through water and the word, we boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. Renewing God, thank you for the gift of baptism. Give your church boldness to proclaim your promises. Tear down your obstacles of injustice so that your word of hope reaches the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy, God of peace, we're searching for order in the midst of the chaos of our world. We long for greater justice and pray for wisdom to know what we can do, beginning right here in Sydney. Call up wise and compassionate leaders for the country of the world and install in them the desire to work for peace so that all may experience your reign of peace. Lord, in your mercy, Holy God, thank you for the powerful healing we witness through doctors, nurses, medication, therapy, and holistic means. Break through clouds of pain and anguish with your voice of comfort. Proclaim hope to all who are grieving and send healing to all who are sick, especially during this flu season. Lord, in your mercy, God of courage, we rejoice in the hope that is found at St. John's as we're looking forward to receiving the person that you choose to be our new pastor. Lord, in your mercy, we place our prayers before you, God, united in your spirit through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It's indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you've opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding God made visible, we may be drawn to the God whom we cannot see. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. The night in which he was betrayed, Lord Jesus took bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you, and do this in remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took a cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant that comes from the shedding of my blood for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Christ has died. Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And with this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of truth and grace. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look for hope with his coming. As we've been gathered by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For all who believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus has set the table for us. Come now, the banquet is ready.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turned his face away, as wounds which for the chosen one bring sons to glory. sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from this reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Faithful God, you have kept your promise to us in this meal, nourishing us with the gift of salvation. Now send your servants forth in peace, that we may testify to your goodness and share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may Christ, the wisdom and power of God, and the source of our life together, keep you united in mind and purpose, and the blessings of the Almighty God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you always.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.